things we need. Begin to groan and utter in tongues the inner anointing inside. And the glory of the Spirit of God spreads over our soul, mind, and body. Until we feel a complete release and our whole body begins to glow. Breaking forth from inside with a melody or song. My Father God, in Jesus' name, I've been made a child of your love. Now I have been given through Jesus your Son access to your throne by the Holy Ghost. So I pray from inside of me, thy will hath been done. My Father God, in Jesus' name, I know not with my mind. What is your will or your divine desire for this situation or problem in my life? So now I utter in the Spirit, confess, hath been done. To pray. So utter in the Spirit in love for him until I feel a release in my spirit inside. Then I sing your praises, your will hath been done. Sister, I know not what to pray, so utter in the Spirit in love for her, until I feel a release in my spirit inside. Then I sing your praises, your will hath been done. Your people need through me. I know not all their needs before you. So utter in the Spirit in your love for them until I feel your rest in my spirit inside. Then with confidence of faith in you, I, in simple faith, open my mouth and mind and your divine words flow out through me, out of my anointing, through my mind and mouth. I speak unto you, they're not the words of mine, they're the words of my Father through the Spirit of God. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. I testify unto you, they came not from man. Religion is so, so very hard. They try to condemn their people to pray in the Spirit, try to get them to struggle and to strive, to pray through whatever with the anointing inside. Gift of the Spirit operating to meet the need of your people through me. Many times I know not what gift to use, so I utter in the Spirit, impart out to them. Knowledge you have given me, many great mysteries I now understand, but the greatest of all is the work of the Holy Ghost, the unction inside that knoweth all things. For what I need tomorrow, I may not understand, but the anointing that abideth will be in tomorrow. So I'll utter in the Spirit when tomorrow comes. Break forth in a melody, thy will hath been done. Lilies of the field, clothed upon with more riches than Solomon, I rest in the Holy Ghost that clothes upon me. All the fullness of my Father and all his heavenly glory. The crowning work of the Holy Ghost. Come and rest in the glory of God. We don't know what you want to pray for. I don't care. Know the one that clothed the lily of the field, can do it better than you could ever do it yourself. You don't worry about it. This reading Paul said, what is it then? He said, I will pray with the Spirit. Then I'll pray with my understanding. I'll pray with the Spirit first, and is he revealed an understanding? If he revealed an understanding what I'm praying for, okay. If he doesn't, doesn't matter. I'll rejoice anyway. It hath been met. Praying without ceasing by the Spirit inside becomes a spiritual habit. All my needs does supply. The living water from the Spirit inside flows all through my body, keeps my flesh alive. Does it? He that believeth on me, Jesus said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Boom. Paul said, pray without ceasing. How can you do that? Going around, mama, 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 no. In the Spirit inside, let it form in you that intercession prayer of the Holy Ghost that just continually bubbles on the inside. Praying without ceasing by the Spirit inside becomes a daily habit in my daily life. Flowing in my mind, continual revelation into my understanding keeps my mind alive. Without ceasing by the Spirit inside becomes a spiritual habit in my daily life. Healing in my body does continually flow, flowing out to others to meet all their needs. Instant in season, out of season too, I am always in the love will of God, because the Spirit, the anointing inside, is continually praying, all others' needs are supplied. Prophet explained it oh so simple. Build up yourself on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost keeps you in the love of God, keeps you looking in mercy unto eternal life. And then he explained how the love of God then worked. As you continually utter in the Holy Ghost, those that need judgment and the fear of the Lord, snatch them out of the fighting, even the garment of the flesh.